It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and I believe God has a word for us today. You know, in 40 years of pastoring, I've learned a few things. I've learned that most of the crisis, most of the trials in our life come unannounced. They catch you off guard, and if you're not prepared for it, sometimes you don't have time to prepare, and they can overwhelm you. David spoke about trouble in Psalm 27, which is one of the greatest of the Psalms. And I'm not sure if this psalm was written when David was running from Saul, or maybe it was written when his son Absalom took the throne away from him. But whenever it was written, we do know that Psalm 27 is the personal testimony of a man who was in trouble. Despite the many moods reflected throughout the Psalms, David was a songwriter, a singer, and he was melancholy, so the book of Psalms is filled with a lot of emotion, a lot of pain, a lot of joy. It's quite evident that the psalmist knew what to do when trouble visited his life. We shouldn't be surprised if on any occasion trouble comes to us and we got to know how to handle it, friend. This deeply spiritual psalm is divided into two sections. The first six verses give his testimony of how he dealt with fear and trouble. And then almost as an illustration for us, verses 7 through 14 are a prayer that David prayed when he was in trouble. Let's look at the first couple of verses of Psalm 27. David says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" We know that David is in trouble and fear is knocking at his door, because the rest of the psalm speaks about his enemies and the trouble he was in. But we notice that in the middle of his trial, David speaks faith. He says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" You know, when the disciples were in the boat with Jesus and he fell asleep, a storm came up and the waves began to rise. And the disciples were terrified. And finally, one of them cried, "Teacher, do you not care if we perish?" Jesus raised his arms and he said, "Peace be still," and the storm subsided. And then he turned and rebuked his disciples and he said, "Why are you afraid? Have you no faith?" See, he's reminding them that he was with them. And when Jesus is in your boat, there's no need to be afraid. See, in the midst of the storm, David declared and said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. I don't have to be afraid." I've found that when trouble visits my life, sometimes I got to speak out loud. I'm not really sure about my feelings, so I have to say it out loud so that I hear it, that God is my salvation. He's my light, which allows me to see in the middle of darkness. And he's my salvation, which means he's my rescue when I need my help. And by expressing your faith during times of trouble, you take that first step towards healing and wholeness. And then we need to extend our faith. He goes on in verse 3 and he says, "Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident." See, David has written a catastrophe report in this psalm. He's extended his fear to as far as it can go. He's like, even though war breaks out against me, though an army besieges me, even then I'm going to be confident. My friend, the devil wants you to think that he's going to bowl you over and you're going to lose in this battle. But God wants you to say, even in the worst situation that comes your way, God is still able to handle it. Lord, even if this bad situation gets 10 times worse, you're still going to be there for me. And I have confidence in this. You're the God through the extremes in my life. Express your faith and then extend your faith. And then we see what he did in verse 5. He says this, "One thing I ask of the Lord. This is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. See, David is saying here, it's not enough to express your faith. It's not enough to just even extend your faith and say, even in the worst situation, God's still going to see me through. But you need to experience that faith. See, David's talking here about worship. He's saying, one thing I ask of the Lord, that I can just dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life and just reflect and gaze upon the beauty of God and seek him in his temple. My friend, you can pray your way out of the storm. Whenever trials come your way and difficulties come and you wonder, what am I going to do? Begin worshiping God. Remember Paul and Silas when they were in jail? And the Bible says about midnight, they began to sing praises to the Lord and worship God. And what happened? An angel of the Lord came down, opened the jail cell, and there was a shaking, an earthquake, and he set them free. See, here David is in this wonderful passage. He's now whittling things down to one thing. And he says, there's really only one thing I desire from the Lord, and that is to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Friends, sometimes in life it can seem like we're living in a dense fog and frigid waters that surround us. I remember the story of Florence Chadwick. When she looked ahead, Florence Chadwick saw nothing but a solid wall of fog. Her body was numb. She had been swimming for nearly 16 hours. Already, she was the first woman to ever swim the English Channel in both directions. And now at age 34, her goal was to become the first woman to swim from Catalina Island to the California coast. On that 4th of July morning in 1952, the sea was like an ice bath, and the fog was so dense that she could hardly see her support boats. Sharks were cruising towards her lone figure, only to be driven away by rifle shots. And again, the frigid grip of the sea, she struggled on hour after hour while millions watched her on national television. Alongside Florence in one of the boats, her mother and her trainer offered encouragement. They told her it wasn't much further, but all she could see was fog. They urged her not to quit, and she never had until then. With only a half a mile to go, she asked to be pulled out. Still thawing her chilled body several hours later, she told a reporter, "Look, I'm not excusing myself, but if I could have seen land, I might have made it." It was not fatigue or even the cold water that defeated her. It was the fog. She was unable to see her goal. My friends, so many times life is so consuming like a dense fog, and it makes it where we can't see the end from the beginning. We can't see what God has set before us. You know what? 2 months later, she tried again. This time, despite the same dense fog, she swam with her faith intact and her goal clearly pictured in her mind. She knew that somewhere behind that fog was land, and this time she made it. Florence Chadwick became the first woman to swim the Catalina Channel, eclipsing the men's record by nearly 2 hours. See, sometimes, friend, life can be like that. Life can be like a dense fog, and we say, God, why am I going through what I am going through? But God wants you to know that he's right there. He's measuring your trial. He's guaranteeing your outcome, that he will never leave us or never forsake us. Back to Psalm 27, verse 5. Look what David says here. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. Friend, it's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. when trials come. They will come your way. And you know what? The day of trouble is different for all of us. It might be a health scare. You go to the doctor, totally unexpecting any bad news, and the doctor hands you a diagnosis that rattles your faith and shakes you to the core. Or maybe it's your marriage, which is in trouble. For the first time, all of a sudden, you find yourself saying, God, what am I going to do? My marriage is on the rocks. Or maybe it's a teenager who is in rebellion, and you say, God, how do I handle this? What we have to do when that takes place in our life is we have to remember, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? My friend, fear can be paralyzing. And what the devil wants to do is he holds a magnifying glass up to our trials to make them appear larger than life. What we need to do is really magnify the Lord. We need to realize that our God is bigger than any trial that would ever come my way. And then we need to start worshiping Him. David said, though an army besiege me and my heart will not fear, though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. And what does he say? One thing I ask of the Lord, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. My friend, you can worship your way out of the trial that you're going through today. You just need to look at God and not look at your circumstances. So many times I ask people, how are you doing? And they reply, not bad under the circumstances. And I usually reply, why are you under the circumstances? Because God wants you to be above the circumstances. You see, he said, in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. God will keep you safe no matter what you are facing. And David knew that here in Psalm 27. And so he says this in verse 13. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. I believe that's where we miss it so many times, neighbor, is we become impatient. Trials come our way. We want a quick fix. But friend, have you ever noticed how God doesn't always take you out of the storm? He chooses sometimes to just take us through the storm. Daniel went through the lion's den. The three Hebrew children, they went through the fiery furnace. And God will bring you through whatever trial you're facing today. He wants you to know that when troubles overwhelm you, to be calm in the middle of your crisis, because God will be there. He will take care of you no matter what it is you are facing. I believe it's no accident that you joined me for the program today. I believe God brought us together for such a time as this. I believe with all of my heart, no matter what you're facing today, when you set your eyes towards God and begin to magnify Him, the trials that you're facing, they will appear smaller than they did before. God brought you here today to hear this message, to let you know that He's going to take care of you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. See, I love where we open today, and I'll close with this again, in verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 27. What did the Lord say? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Thank you, my friend, for joining me today on another edition of Fresh Oil. God brought us together for a very special reason today, and He wants to encourage you. You're going to make it through this storm. Thank you for joining me. Walk in grace, friend. God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. Stop by our website at weneedgod.com and drop me a line today. Let me know you're listening.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional. He makes His mercies new every morning.